have several items of business this evening.
Absolutely.
First one is being conditional use number 1741, the application of David G. Horsey and Sons Incorporated. And the intent of this evening's presentation is only for a report on agency comments, as requested by the council during public hearing. The council held a public hearing on June 3rd, 2008. We heard several parties and concerns in opposition to the application. Due to the concerns of the council and concerns expressed by the residents in the area, the council did defer action, left the record open for comments from the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control and the Department of Agriculture. The record was left open for 60 days for written comments from DENREC regarding water quantity and quality and other issues associated with the proposed activity, and also written comments from the Department of Agriculture on the possible impact of waterfowl impacting the water quality and nearby poultry operations. The record was then left open for 30 days for any written comments in response to DENREC's and the Department of Agriculture comments. I was also instructed to notify the applicant and the spokesperson for the opposition, which was designated to be Stephanie Smith, once submissions have been received from DENREC and the Department of Agriculture. The letters to both departments requested that responses be provided by the 1st of August. I did receive a response from the Department of Natural Resources. It's a 12-page document from basically all their divisions. It was provided in a form of an attached memo in your packet last Friday. I also forwarded copies of comments to the applicant, David G. Horsey and Sons Incorporated, and Stephanie Smith. And the purpose of this evening's presentation would be to establish that the officially introduce these comments this evening so that the 30 days response time for written comments would start. And the 30 days record open period should end on September 11th at the close of business, being 4:30 p.m.
Okay.
And y'all have copies of the 12-page report plus my memo.
Yes.
I did not receive comments from Department of Agriculture. I did note that the DENREC comments included a reference to concerns over nuisance waterfowl, and it's about
right.
A long sentence, not even a paragraph.
Right. Okay.
And again, the purpose of this presentation is to put it on record so that the written comment open period starts until September 11th.
So the public basically will be that has not seen it. This report would be able to come to your office from 8:30 until 4:30
and receive a copy and then respond in writing.
Okay.
To that report. That's the intent.
Okay. Any questions? Okay. By doing this without having to read it, Jim, this is certainly being introduced into the record now so that we're okay. Is that correct?
That's correct. And this introduction starts the 30-day response period of the residents.
Excellent. Any question? Okay. Thank you, Lawrence.
Do you have copies? If anybody wants copies, or do they have to get them from you?
Do I have with me now? No, I do not.
They can get them tomorrow?
They can, sure.
Okay.
You can put it on the website.
I can email it if anyone requests it.
Okay.
Okay.
We also have three items of old business.
Correct.
First one being conditional use number 1777. It's the application of BV Medical Center Incorporated to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a medical center to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 23.47 acres, more or less, lying south of Route 26, 1/4 mile west of Route 17. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on January 24th of 2008. The Council held a public hearing on February 12th of 2008. The Commission had deferred action, and on February 14th of 2008, the commission made a recommendation for this application. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1777 for BB Medical Center Incorporated for a medical center on Route 26 based on the record and for the following reasons. One, this use will benefit the health, safety, and welfare of Sussex County residents by providing accessible medical services. Two, there is a need for these medical services in the area. Three, the project with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. Four, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. One, all applicable buffers and setbacks shall be complied with and shown on the final site plan. Two, signage on the site shall be as permitted in the CR1 district. Three, no parking shall be permitted in the front setback. Four, all, any security lights shall be screened so that they do not shine on neighboring properties or towards Route 26. And five, the site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions and stipulations stated. That motion carried 5-0.
Any questions, Mr. Lang? Give me, you have a title, please.
Yes, the title is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a medical center to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in being Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 23.471 acres, more or less.
Motion, gentlemen.
Make a motion to approve CU 1777 with the reasons as stated and the five stipulations.
Second, please.
Second.
We move to second that we approve CU 1777 with the facts and finding and the five conditions. Mr. Cole.
As you all well know, I live down in the on Route 26 and off Route 26, and we're experiencing tremendous, you know, traffic issues daily. Not just weekends, but it's almost daily in the summer season. And I don't know, you know, I'm sitting here thinking this is not the best choice for a location for this type of facility. Probably on 17 would be much better, would have less traffic, easier to get to. But supposedly they did a search, and this is all they could come up with. And I do agree with the findings that it will be in the benefit the health, safety, and welfare of the county residents, and there is a need. And I just question their, you know, that choice of location. But Del Dot and the rest of them say it's okay, and I'll vote yes. I mean, they seem to know more about medical services than the county council, but I just still question their judgment on it. I'm not sure if it's the best spot they could have picked. But I'll vote yes.
Okay, Mr. Phillips.
Although, yes, there is a need, I believe the stipulations are appropriate and will take care of most of the concerns.
Mr. Jukes?
My vote is yes. The stipulations and the reasons, I know that that area is growing. They need more medical facilities down there, and they're stepping to the plate. And I thought, maybe not, Mr. Cole, that they were having they had an exit or an entrance on 17 also, or not? They don't? Okay.
Not that I know of it.
Both
and the sewer. The trouble is right now, Dale, the sewer is nowhere near there right now, and they got a tremendous expense. It's just
they have two locations for access on 26.
Off 26, right?
Quite a distance.
One in, one out.
Yeah.
One near 84 Lumber up in that direction, and one closer towards Clarksville.
Okay. Right. My vote's still yes.
Mr. Rogers.
My vote is yes with the condition stipulations.
My vote is yes. Also, I just. You know, I think the way they indicated that they were going to keep the facility open all year round, and I think it certainly will shorten the time on the local fire companies and certainly on the paramedics. My vote is yes, motion passed.
I think I read in the paper they're putting $28 million in this facility.
Yeah, that's what they have proposed, yeah.
Not the best location.
Gentlemen, conditional use 1788 and 1799 were heard jointly as far as public hearings. Before the commission and the council, The commission held public hearing on 1788 and 1789 on May 22nd of 2008. Council held public hearing on June 10th of 2008 on both applications jointly. The commission made recommendations individually on both on the applications on June 12th of 2008. For the record, conditional use 1788, which we would have to vote on separately, is an application of Artesian Water Company Incorporated to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a regional water facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.688 acres, more or less, lying at the easterly end of a private road being Meadow Creek Drive, 2,200 feet east of Route 5 and 100 feet north of the center line of Beaver Dam Creek. On June 12th of 2008, the commission discussed this application. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1788 for Artesian Water Company Incorporated for a regional central water facility based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed use of the subject property as a regional central water facility is generally of a public or semi-public character and is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of neighboring properties and the county. Two, the regional water facility will, with the stipulations and conditions placed upon it, will not have an adverse impact upon the county, its residents, or the environment. Three, the regional water facility is appropriate for this site because it is in an area of residential development where central water is not otherwise available. Four, the site is already approved as a water treatment plant for the residential development known as the Trails of Beaver Creek. Five, the proposed use is subject to the review and approval of the Public Service Commission. Six, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. Being A, the treatment plant buildings shall appear to be agricultural buildings. B, one unlighted sign shall be permitted on the site to identify the operator of the system. C, with the exception of emergency generators that may be located on the site, all the equipment needed in the operation of the facility shall be located indoors. The generators shall be housed in enclosures to reduce noise. D, any security lighting shall be screened so that it does not shine onto neighboring properties or county roads. E, no elevated water towers shall be constructed on the site. And F, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Final site plan shall contain a landscape plan showing all vegetation and buffers for the project. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions and stipulations stated, and that motion carried 4-0.
Any questions, Mr. Lake? Jim, you have the title of this, Lawson?
Yes.
Please.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a regional water facility to be located in a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 1.688 acres, more or less.
Motion, gentlemen.
President, make a motion to approve conditional use number 1788, Artesian Water Company Incorporated.
Second.
We moved and seconded that we approve CU 1788. With the six facts and findings, and the conditions are, well, six of them, right?
Sorry.
I count them this time. Six, Mr. Cole.
Yes, with the conditions.
Thank you. Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Dukes.
I vote yes with the conditions.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes with the conditions.
My vote is yes also with the facts and then the conditions as stated.
Lastly, the condition use 1789. The application of Artesian Water Company Incorporated to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a regional wastewater facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 10.76 acres, more or less, lying east of Route 5 on both sides of Meadow Creek Drive, which is a private road, and 2,000 feet north of Route 9 at Harbison. On June 12th, 2008, and in reference to conditional use 1789, Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1789 for Artesian Water Company Incorporated for a regional wastewater facility based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed use of the subject property as a regional wastewater facility is generally of a public or semi-public character and is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of neighboring properties and the county. Two, the regional wastewater facility will possess sufficient capacity to serve a substantial volume of users beyond the boundaries of the development where the facility is currently located. Three, the regional wastewater facility with the stipulations and conditions placed upon it will not have an adverse impact upon the county, its residents, or the environment. Four, the regional wastewater facility is appropriate for this site because it is in an area of residential development where wastewater treatment is not otherwise available. Five, the site is already approved as a wastewater treatment plant and disposal site for the residential development known as the Trails of Beaver Creek. Six, the proposed regional wastewater facility will be reviewed and approved by the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control and shall be designed and constructed in accordance with all other applicable federal, state, and county requirements, including those mandated by DNREC and other agencies having jurisdiction over the use. Seven, the proposed use is subject to the review and approval of the Public Service Commission. And eight, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the proposed regional wastewater facility and its disposal system shall be reviewed and approved by the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control and shall be designed and constructed in accordance with all applicable federal, state, and county requirements, including those mandated by the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control and other agencies having jurisdiction overseen. B, the treatment plant building shall appear to be agricultural buildings. C, all improvements of collection, treatment, and disposal of sanitary waste shall be constructed and maintained in accordance with the requirements of the Sussex County Engineering Department, if any, and the State Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control, and any other governmental agency with jurisdiction over the use of the site or any modification thereto. D, there shall be forested buffers of at least 30 feet from all property lines. Any lagoons, rapid infiltration basins, or similar structures shall be located at least 100 feet from any dwellings. E, one unlighted sign shall be permitted on a site to identify the operator of the system. F, with the exception of emergency generators that may be located on the site, all of the equipment needed in the operation of the facility shall be located indoors. The generators, if any, shall be housed in enclosures to reduce noise. G, any security lighting shall be screened so that it does not shine onto neighboring properties or county roads. H, a regional plan shall be submitted to the county engineering department that shows all the areas and or subdivisions that will be served by the facility. This shall be updated on an annual basis as additional properties or subdivisions are added. The plan and its update shall include a list of EDUs planned to be served to ensure that adequate capacity exists. I, the facility shall not receive wastewater from any property or parcel that is located within a county sewer planning area or sewer district unless approval is given by the Sussex County Engineering Department. And J, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. The final site plan shall contain a landscape plan showing all vegetation and buffers for the project. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions and stipulations stated. And that motion carried 4-0. That's all I have, gentlemen. I should have questions.
Questions, Mr. Light? Jim, please.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a regional wastewater facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 10.76 acres, more or less.
Make a motion we adopt the ordinance.
Second.
It's been moved to second that we approve conditional use 1789 with the 8 facts and findings and 10 conditions. Thanks for hollering 10 out this time last month. Mr. Cole.
Yes, I'll vote yes with the conditions.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes, with the conditions, I believe it's appropriate.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes, with the conditions, my vote would be yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes, with the conditions.
My vote is also yes with the 10 conditions and the findings. Thank you, Lawrence.
Thank you, gentlemen.
See you in a little bit.